is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Live Cope LLC. We are a podcast out of here, Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Live Cope LLC. And, of course, our website, livecopeapp.com. And you can hear us on pretty much any platform that hosts podcasts. Just look up Live Cope LLC and you should be able to find us. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful application to have on your phone or have on your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories, right? So you can go to livecopeapp.com and there's a link there to download it, or you can find it in the App Store also. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that comes on here and gives you their opinion. You know, totally unbiased opinion, just what I am thinking about. But yeah, let's get started. So the topic of conversation today, I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. I just wanted to talk about some of the things that have been going on in pop culture and how that really affects us as individuals, right? So I'm sure a lot of you heard what Kanye West had to say about slavery, among other things. I'm sure a lot of you watched Childish Gambino, Daniel Glover, whatever you want to call it, Donald Glover, I can't say his name. So anyways, like his music video, This Is America, and the way it was portrayed and the beautiful symbolism in it. I'm sure a lot of you have seen things on Twitter, and you know, there's just so much going on in pop culture that deals directly with humanity, us as humans, how we interact with each other, race relations, all that stuff, right? So, I mean, it's no secret that as a whole, we struggle in this country with equality. I came to this country when I was 10 years old. I started fifth grade, and then I went on to middle school, and then high school started. And see, in elementary and in middle school, I had mainly Mexican friends. There was a sense of comfort. There was a sense of familiarity. There was a sense of, these are my people. And I was scared. I was lost. I didn't have a voice. And having these people that spoke my language, that looked like me, helped. And again, I want to remind you that I was a child. I was 10 years old. Sometimes people forget that. You know, sometimes when I tell these stories, they're just like, oh, wow. You know, you didn't try making, you know, friends with the little white kids. And it's like, I didn't speak English. It was impossible. Very impossible. And sometimes, you know, it's just one of those things where I feel like I have to tell my story in order for people to understand that I, you know, I'm giving these opinions and this is the background as to why I feel like I have that opinion. So anyways, when it came to high school time, I was scared. I wanted to fit in. I was a teenager. I wanted to be one of the popular kids. I wanted to, you know, fit in and not even be popular, just fit in really. And I noticed very quickly how my friends were treated when they spoke Spanish, how they were looked at, how everybody looked at us, you know. I didn't like it. I didn't like the disapproval from other people around us. And, you know, it wasn't just other white kids, but just in general, I didn't like how people looked at us. Like we were different, like we didn't belong, like we shouldn't be speaking in Spanish. So very quickly, very, very quickly, I basically just whitewashed myself the best that I could. And I don't say that with any disrespect to anybody that's listening that is white. It is nothing. This is my personal account. This is my story. This is not to say that every Caucasian person, that every, you know, we're not talking in general. We're not talking. If you don't fall in this category, then there should be no offense there, right? I am simply telling my story. Again, and I clarify and I say these things because in the past, in my personal life, when I've had these conversations in real life, a lot of these comments are made towards me. So I'm sure some of you there listening could be having the same thoughts. And I just want to make sure that I do clarify that this is my account, my story. So I did that. I tried to fit in. Instead of taking Spanish, I took French as my second language, when Spanish could have been an easy A, but I did it because I didn't want to do what everybody else like me was doing. I wanted to do what everybody else that wasn't like me was doing. I wanted to fit in with kids that were like nothing like me. I started behaving like them. I started speaking like them. I started trying to mimic a lot of the things that they did. I was a lost teenager just trying to fit in, honestly. And it makes me sad. It really does. Because it makes me sad for the friendships that I eventually lost with my friends from middle school and in elementary, because they accused me of trying to be white. They accused me of being ashamed of being Mexican. They accused me of all of these things. And again, I want to remind you that I was a teenager. And I won't lie, now as an adult, this Thursday will be my 29th birthday. I can definitely say without doubt in my mind and with all the certainty that yes, indeed, I definitely was trying to be something and that I wasn't. I won't say that I was ashamed of being Mexican, but I certainly did a lot of things that made it look that way. And it makes me very, 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 very sad as an adult woman. And I feel like it is my life's work now to ensure that no one ever has a doubt in their mind that I am proud to be Mexican, that I am proud to come from hardworking people that have just worked so hard prior to me, you know, for me to have this chance to be and exist in this world, you know. And that's really what I want to talk about is we must honor those that have come before us and understand the work that was laid out before us. Just because I can have a nice, cushy life now doesn't mean that there wasn't a lot of work that had to come before me, you know, in order for that to be there. And honestly, the day that I have a kid, that kid is going to have even more work already laid out for him or her because of everything that I'm ensuring that I do in my lifetime to ensure that that next generation doesn't have to deal with this baggage, right? And I don't mean baggage in a negative connotation, but I mean baggage as in these are things that we must deal with. And if you don't deal with them, you carry that on. And that could be negative or positive energy. And everything in life is energy, right? And when you hold that energy in, it's only going to hurt you. So if you're holding negative thoughts, if you're holding negative energy, it's just going to further hurt your life, hurt everything around you. You're going to start seeing everyone as the enemy because you're not dealing with things. So we must deal in order to heal. And I think that, unfortunately, that's something that in the African-American community hasn't really been allowed to do, because every time the community tries to bring up the subject, it's always looked as, oh, why are you bringing up history? Why are we talking about things that happened over hundreds of years ago? Why are we trying to relive this? And the thing is that, listen, why are we not having the same conversation about slavery the way that we're having it about the Holocaust? Why are we not having the same intensity of museums for the Holocaust, remembrance for the Holocaust? And I'm not trying to say that in a negative way. I think that they both need to be remembered for the tragedies that they were. However, why is it not looked at the same? It was essentially the same thing, right? Maybe it wasn't a dictator, but it was still the slave trade. Like, it's still like a super horrendous thing that happened in history that we should never forget about. that we should never stop talking about, that we should always be learning about in history, just like you're learning about the Holocaust and in the lengths that we learn about the Holocaust. Like, slavery is covered in such a small way in history. I went to school in Texas. I don't know where most of you went to school at, but it was definitely not covered in length. The Trail of Tears wasn't covered in length. Like, Mexican-American War, like, there were so many things that were not covered in length, and I just don't understand, because it's all part of the American history. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's Columbus coming over here is, like, not the beginning and end of all. Like, everything that goes in between what has formed what it is now, the United States, is history. And textbooks should constantly be updated to ensure that the latest history is being taught. Because, again, if we don't learn from history, we are bound to repeat it. We're bound to keep having the same conversations and going in circles, and we're not ever going to be hearing each other. We're never going to be fixing anything. We're never going to be progressing as people. Because how? We haven't learned. We haven't learned the lessons that our ancestors have laid out for us, right? All these things that we need to learn from, we haven't. We don't have to put in the work. We don't have to put in the blood, shed, tears. Like, we don't have to do that. Our ancestors did it for us, but why are we not learning from them? Why are we repeating these things? Why is the conversation still trying to be shut down? It is time for us to have these conversations. It is time for us to stop avoiding the elephant in the room, right? Because if we don't deal with these things, we're just going to continue on. And we're just going to carry that on to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, where things are just, the atrocities, things are just going to continue to happen. Police brutality, income inequality, racial profile, all these things are going to continue to happen. Why? Because we don't understand each other. I mean, literally, people are calling the cops on people of color for simply existing in the same space. What? Are we going back in history? Are we going back in time? What is this? We have to do better. We must do better. I know that we can do better. But the only way that we will do better is if all involved accepts that there's a conversation to be had. I understand that it's not a conversation that is easy. I understand that it's a painful conversation, but it's one that we must have. And the thing is that if you're not ready to have that conversation, that's okay. That's okay. But you also have to educate yourself. So when you are ready to make that conversation, you have that conversation with facts, with logic, and you make sense. And you make yourself clear that we are educated. We are simply trying to further educate ourselves, further move along. I have a super great recommendation for you for some reading material if you want to continue on your journey of growth and learning. It is called Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo. I posted it on our Instagram, Life Cope LLC. It's by Zora Neale Hurston. It is the story of Cujo Lewis, one of the last living, survivors of the slave trade. This interview was conducted in 1927, and unfortunately, it was not able to be published because she refused to write it in proper English. She wanted to write it from the words of Cujo. Because of some of the things that were going on at the time, that wasn't possible. So now in 2018, I think in a time that we need this the most, this is now becoming available. I believe it should be available later this week, but you can already pre-order it. I know I have pre-ordered mine. There you can, Apple Books, I mean,
not Apple Books, iBooks, the Kindle, Amazon Books. There's plenty of ways to get this. Your bookstore will have it too. But yeah, man, like, I really think that it's time to have these conversations. And if you're not ready, educate yourself so you can do it with some education and some knowledge behind it. Because you can't be Kanye West out here using one of the biggest platforms a person could possibly have and doing this conversation, having this conversation in such an uneducated way. And I see what he's trying to do as someone that seeked that acceptance in the past. I see where he's going and I see where he's coming from. Unfortunately, that's a road that it's going to be traveled, and it's very lonely if he wants to travel it. By all means, Kanye, go ahead. I'm sure he'll never hear this. But yeah, man, I just educate yourself so you can have this conversation with knowledge, because we must have this conversation. We must heal. We must restore so the next generations can just build and build upon what's here and not have to continue on having this conversation or trying to have this conversation and being shut down or being told, get over it, be quiet, it's so old. Because no, it's not so old. If this interview was conducted in 1927, listen, it's not so old. And I just want to leave you with this quote that I highlighted that I also posted on the Instagram. And it says, "Here's the medicine, that though the heart is breaking, happiness can exist in a moment. Also, and because the moment in which we live is all the time there really is. We can keep going. It may be true, and often is, that every person we hold dear is taken from us. Still, from the moment to moment, we watch our beans and our watermelons grow. We plant, we hoe, we harvest, we share with neighbors. If a young anthropologist appears with two hands and gives us one, we look forward to enjoying it. Life, inexhaustible, goes on, and we do too, carrying our wounds and our medicines as we go." So I say, that's such a beautiful quote, and I say that we heal from here as humanity, as a whole, as people, as individuals, and we learn from history and those that have come before us that have put in so much work, blood, shed tears, sweat, and countless others that literally lost their lives on the line for many of us that are here today. This is all I have for you today. Like always, this is like a form of therapy for me, and I thank you for coming and listening to my podcast week after week and listening to what I have to say. It's always appreciated. As always, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram under LifeCope LLC, our website, LifeCopeApp.com. And as always, you can find me Monday through Friday on 98.5, the morning boombox, 8 to 12. All right, guys, that's all I got for you. As always, be happy, be healthy, be well. I'll catch you next week. See ya.